The man who led Vietnamese forces against the Americans, and before them the French, met with reporters yesterday on the 29th anniversary of the North's victory over the U.S.-backed South. Vo Nguyen Giap is now 92 and considered one of the last living heroes of Vietnam's long wars. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi.
General Giap is perhaps best remembered for leading the Vietnamese to victory against the French at Dien Bien Phu 50 years ago on Friday. That victory helped bring an end to the French presence here and ushered in the lengthy and costly U.S. presence. Relaxed, animated, and alert, General Giap yesterday regaled reporters with tales of the 56-day siege of Dien Bien Phu and the subsequent French surrender. That victory, he said, sealed Vietnam's independence and showed others chafing under colonial rule that they too could fight and win. Which, of course, led to the subject of Iraq and questions from journalists about the comparisons between the U.S. experience there and in Vietnam, and whether those comparisons are valid. General Giap said he was not prepared to discuss the issue of Iraq in great detail, but wagging a finger, he did offer the U.S. a warning. Any force that tries to impose its will on other people will certainly face failure, the general said. All people fighting for their independence and sovereignty will be victorious in the end. But Vietnam's enemies today, he said, are poverty and backwardness. He implied that more could and should be done to alleviate both. Vietnam's media, he said, tell many stories about our achievements but don't say anything about our shortcomings. Why is our per capita income only $400 a year, he said, while the Thais is three times that, and the Singaporeans 50 times that? Aren't we as intelligent as the Thais, as smart as the Singaporeans? We beat the Americans, he continued. Are we not as smart as them? But General Giap did say that Vietnam is far better off now than it was while the French were here. We have our independence, he said. And shortly before ending his audience, he told a little story about what happened a few days after his victory over the French at Dien Bien Phu, when he rode to see his former classmate turned president, Ho Chi Minh. When I got off of my horse, Uncle Ho came toward me from his hut, Giap recalled. He hugged me and he said, "Congratulations." And then Uncle Ho said, "But you still have to fight the Americans." It was the middle of May, 1954. The French would not leave the North for a few more months, and U.S. combat troops would not arrive in Vietnam for another decade. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.